Hello and welcome back. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington with the program that helps you learn American English. We do this by telling you about interesting stories from around the world in a way that is easy to understand. We speak slower than normal and we use fewer words. Today we have two stories from the United States. The first is about water problems in the western state of California. No, not too much water, but far too little. For many people, their lives are about to change. Then we will hear about a new program in New York City that encourages clothing designers to make sure the fashions they design are made right there in one of America's most famous cities. Listen and learn. As It Is starts right now. The state of California is taking steps to deal with dry weather. Governor Jerry Brown announced last week that Californians must reduce their water use by 25% because of a lack of rainfall and snow. As we hear from Ann Ball, some local communities are developing new restrictions on water use.
This is California's fourth year of below-average rainfall since 2012. The lack of rain and snow has created moderate to extreme drought conditions across the state. Bill McDonald is with the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. He says the new restrictions should help.
Right now, we rely on a lot of snow and rain, and that's not happening.
Some of the state's water comes from Northern California. It moves through aqueducts or waterways to the farm-rich Central Valley and water-hungry cities in the South. Farms use 80% of the state's water to produce much of the nation's fruit, vegetables, and nuts. In general, farmers are not required to follow the new water restrictions, but many growers have already faced cuts to the amount of water they can take from public water supplies. They now pump groundwater for crops and eventually will face more limitations on using it. Katrin Chappelle works for the Public Policy Institute of California. She thinks the public wants even stronger measures to control water use.
Our recent survey asked the question, do you think local and state government is doing enough about the drought? And we saw the majority say no.
Some of the new measures are already in place. Restaurants will face fines if they offer water to people who have not asked for it. Hilberto Satina owns a restaurant in Los Angeles. He says the restrictions will save more than just drinking water.
It's the water, it's the ice, the electricity you use to make the ice, the cup when you get the water, or if you use glasses, the water you use to wash the glass.
Some Californians say they are prepared to help. State resident Nicole Dura plans to cut back on the amount of water she uses.
We could just do what we can. We turn off the water in between brushing our teeth.
Golf courses and other major water users will face new restrictions. Local communities are writing rules to reach the 25% reduction by next year. Bill McDonald notes that California homeowners are being paid to remove grass from their property. He says homeowners are now being urged to grow drought-tolerant native plants and add drip irrigation systems.
And that's the future. That's where we're going, because putting drinking water on a landscape that's ornamental is not a good use of resources.
Other water restrictions will be coming for businesses, public agencies, and California residents. Local communities and utility companies are tightening rules under appeals from the state. Experts say there is no single solution to the state's water shortage. They say education, better planning, and stronger measures can help the state deal with periodic droughts. I'm Ann Ball.
You are listening to The Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. Many of the world's most respected designers create their fashions in New York City. Often those products are manufactured overseas to save money. Now, New York is providing economic incentives to increase manufacturing in the city and interest promising designers to work there. Marcia James tells us more about the program.
In New York City, the fashion industry makes up more than 5% of the total workforce. The industry also is responsible for nearly $18 billion a year in retail sales. Clothing wholesalers, manufacturers, and designers have been operating in New York's clothing district since the 1880s. Bill de Blasio is the city's mayor. He says fashion designers and manufacturers are important to New York.
Not only a functionally key sector of our economy, but one of the most iconic industries in this city, something so deeply identified with the character and the personality of New York City, and we want to make sure it stays that way and, in fact, becomes stronger.
This year, the city will spend up to $15 million to persuade promising designers and manufacturers to create fashions locally. The financial assistance is offered through a program called Made in New York. City officials say eligible businesses must sell at least 1,000 products every year. They also must design, cut, sew, put together, and finish their fashions in New York. Sarah Carson is the founder of one such company called Leota. She says she is looking forward to additional Made in New York production incentives.
Getting that financing as a small business, as a growing business, is really key to expanding my business here, creating more jobs right here in New York, and fueling the growth in the garment industry and in the fashion business in New York.
Leota was launched in New York 4 years ago. Since then, the business has grown. But Sarah Carson says manufacturing in New York has limitations. They include sky-high rental agreements for office space, an aging workforce, and outdated technology.
We lack some of the technology that we need to do the complicated knitting techniques and laser cutting and some of the popular styles that the people are buying right now. You can't make them here.
The Made in New York program provides help to factories that invest in technology and workforce development. To date, the city has approved more than $1 million to eligible factories. Kenny Wong owns a local factory where Leota designs are made. He operates the factory with his wife, Carmen. He says there is not enough fashion manufacturing work to keep their seamstresses.